Hi, this is Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Thursday, September 11th, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, where the sun is shining and it's nice and warm. And today we're going to be talking about paleo, but not the paleo diet. We're going to be talking about paleo food for your skin. My guest today is Trina Felber, RN, BSN. MSNCRNA. I'm going to ask her what all those letters are. And she's the CEO of Primal Life Organics, which takes the paleo world beyond diet and applies it to food for the skin. Trina is committed to providing nutrient-dense, 100% paleo skin food that's made from fresh, organic ingredients. And she even makes these products to order. When you put your order in, it's that fresh. Hi, Trina.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you for the great intro.
You're welcome. So tell us about these RN, BSN, MSN, CRNA.
Yes, that's my schooling. I started my career over 20 years ago in nursing. So I received my RN 22 or 23 years ago, and then I went back and got my BSN, and I received my master's and went on to study anesthesia. So right now I'm a certified registered nurse anesthetist. I still practice, although I don't practice as often as I used to because I'm too busy making food for skin.
Isn't that great? So tell us how you became interested in doing what you're doing. Because you have kind of a unique idea.
Yes, I do. And, you know, hindsight is 2020, and you know, if you asked me 2 years ago how I got into it, I would tell you the story started about 2 years ago. But looking back, my story starts 20 some years ago when I started in my nursing career, because my very first love in nursing was the burn center, where basically your skin is your protection, and when you lose that to a chemical force, your entire livelihood is threatened. And I learned when I worked in the burn center, I really learned about the skin. And what I really learned and how I got dedicated to the skin was I saw the damage that it could do to the body inside, not just the outside, but when you know, your skin is your largest organ and it's your first line of defense. And I was really intrigued by the fact that all of your organs relied upon your skin. And when your skin was damaged, everything else kind of, you know, was threatened as well.
Yeah.
But I also learned that the skin can regenerate as well as the organs. So it was a good thing to know that, you know, you can damage it, but through proper nutrition and proper, you know, products and skin care and, you know, all sorts of practices, that the skin as well as the organs will heal themselves. So that's where my story really began. And then through education, I received my master's, and I studied anesthesia. So during, you know, my studies of anesthesia, I really got to understand the physiology of the body and how the body worked and how drugs and chemicals affect the body, how they're brought into the body, how they're stored, how they're metabolized, and how they're excreted, and how they truly affect every system. And then I can continue to say that my husband and I felt that we were very healthy. We were living a healthy lifestyle. And it wasn't until I finished my schooling and became pregnant that I really took a look at where toxins were actually entering my body. And that was when I glanced down. I was 7 weeks pregnant, and I glanced down at my moisturizer, and I saw the label, and I was terrified.
Yeah.
And, you know, at that point, I looked down and I realized that these names that I was reading on my moisturizer were actually chemicals. And my whole goal in educating myself and converting to a healthy lifestyle was to depollute my body, mm-hmm, and provide an environment for my baby that was growing inside me that was pollution free. And when I realized that I was probably polluting her through the chemicals I was putting on my skin, because I stopped and realized that it wasn't just my moisturizer. You know, I took a shower daily and my soap was contaminated and my shampoo's contaminated and my toothpaste is contaminated, and it goes on.
And your tap water that you're showering in is contaminated.
Yeah, everything in the soil. Everything. I mean, everything is contaminated. You walk outside and, you know, you get enough toxins, and I'm sure you've had numerous guests that have talked about environmental, you know, you get enough toxins that you can't control.
Yeah.
just pollution alone and water and, you know, the soil and things like that, that when you can find something that you can control and limit, that was my focus, was
right.
Really,
and mine too. Mine
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Detoxifying what you can control in your life.
Right. And so then you, so how did you get from that point to coming up with such a unique product of applying paleo principles to skincare?
Well, my husband, you know, he owns a CrossFit, and paleo is a big term in the CrossFit world. So we were introduced to paleo around the same time that I started making my own skincare products. So it all kind of tied in. And when I realized that what I was making was real food products, things from food sources, and I was getting great results. I used to live with very oily and acne every day. My skin was broken out continuously in small, you know, multi doses of pimples and oil slick. And when I realized that when I was making my skin food myself for myself, and I was actually putting oil on my skin, I started to research what's really going on here. Why is my acne going away, and why do I no longer get oily skin? At the same time of my pregnancy, all of this was falling in place, and we realized that feeding the body real food sources, which basically is what the paleo diet stands for.
Right.
Yeah, real food, you know, skipping the preservatives and all the manufactured ingredients and chemicals. If you go right to the real food sources, your body can use those nutrients so much easier, and they actually heal and feed your body what it needs so that it can function the way it's supposed to.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's all, nature is all one system, and our bodies are part of that whole natural world. And so if we, just like any other species, nature has provided for us the foods that we need in order to survive perfectly.
Right.
And if we use those sources, then our bodies survive perfectly. And if we don't, then they start having problems. It's that simple, really.
You start getting congested, and congested cells cannot function properly. So what I ended up doing was I started making my own products for myself. And my husband has a background in business. He was very successful in starting businesses. And I was very lucky that I had his knowledge of business, because I had no business background. But we decided that this was a great opportunity to share it with the world. So I started just creating my company and creating my focus and creating my products just by doing my research and looking for real food alternatives for specific either products or problems, you know, that we can talk about later. But for instance, you know, my acne, I wanted a solution that was healthy, that would heal my body, because I really didn't feel that the acne was something I had to live with. And I didn't feel, I've gone the route of, you know, dermatologists and the conventional treatments and over-the-counter and prescription. And
me too.
And nothing helped. And, you know, I was just talking to someone recently that suffered from acne, and I said, you know, what I realized just recently in the past 6 or 7 years, in my 20 some years of suffering from acne, not one time was I ever asked, what are you eating and what are you putting on your skin?
And wow. Yeah, you know, I wasn't either. I went through the whole teenage acne thing and spent many years on tetracycline and erythromycin and two antibiotics that destroy your intestines. And then it wasn't until when I was 24, I had discovered that I was sensitive to toxic chemicals, and I started detoxing my house and, of course, not being exposed to those things, even though I wasn't detoxing my body at that time. But my acne cleared up. That was just one of it. I mean, it was just a side effect of, I wasn't even trying to do that, but there was no more acne, and I've never had an acne since.
I know. Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing. So we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we'll talk about more about skin care. I think this is fascinating. Wait till you hear what she's doing. So you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Trina Felber. She's the CEO of Primal Life Organics. And you can go to primallifeorganics.com to find out more about what she's doing. We'll be right back. listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Trina Felber. She's the CEO of Primal Life Organics, which takes the paleo world beyond diet and applies it to food for the skin. So, Trina, you mentioned before that you learned as a nurse how toxic chemicals get into the body and what they do, how they affect what's going on inside your body. And so can you tell us about some of the toxic chemicals that were on those products that you were using that were so frightening when you looked at them? And what kinds of things are they doing to people's body? Like, why should we not be using those?
Sure. I would love to talk about that. First of all, there's thousands of chemicals out there. And I'll talk about, I'll give you a couple of examples that are the most common that you'll see. But parabens are probably one of the most common chemicals that you'll see on all types of skincare. It's in moisturizers, shampoos, conditioners. It's in makeup. And when you think about these are things that you use every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you use them twice a day. And most of the time you use more than one product. So, when these things are in there, even when they're in these products in very micro amounts, very small amounts, your dose might be using six or seven products that have that exact same chemical. So that's the real,
problem. I'm going to interrupt you for a minute about that very small dose. I was just reading this morning about vitamins, and it said that the body needs vitamins in very, very tiny amounts, just very tiny amounts. And when I read that, I thought, oh, so anything else in little tiny amounts is going to affect your body. Like a vitamin can have in very tiny amounts can have a huge effect on your body. And so can tiny amounts of anything else.
Exactly. I mean, it's amazing to think that we try to feed our bodies, nutrients to help, sustain life and sustain your cells and improve your oxygen and your blood flow. But yet the things that we're putting, the chemicals that are being put into these products, first of all, they're very cheap. They're fillers a lot of times. They're preservatives so that they can have a long shelf life. They can mass produce these products and they could sit on the shelf for a couple years before you open them. The scary thing about that is some of these chemicals, as they sit on a shelf in a product, either become stronger or weaker or can change into another chemical while mm-hmm. it's sitting mm-hmm. in there. And so, the longer something sits on a shelf, the less it resembles the original product, which is why I make everything fresh, so that what you're getting is what you're getting and nothing is alternating in there. But let me go back to the preservative and parabens is the most common one. And some of the problems with this, and this is not just parabens, but we'll just start there. It can be an endocrine disruptor, which means that it can, your endocrine system is responsible for your hormones, all of your hormones. And hormones are the little messengers that send messages to your, other organs on how to function. And one of those is the reproductive system, the thyroid gland, which is responsible for your metabolism. So if you have a slow metabolism, you've changed a lot of things and it's not helping, you can look at your skincare and see if the parabens are in there because they can actually slow your metabolism down and increase your fat storage. Parabens can also have also been linked to breast cancer and all sorts of cancers. They are mutagens. They mutate the cells, and a mutated cell will reproduce into another mutated cell if it in fact reproduces, which most cells do. So that's a very scary thought. They can cause aging and DNA damage as well, these parabens. Another chemical that you'll find would be phthalates. They're very common. And phthalates are put in to soften products, and they also help the product absorb more quickly into your body. So that sounds great. However, it also helps the chemicals that are in the product absorb more quickly into your body as well. So the phthalates are also endocrine disruptors, which, like I said, affect your hormonal system. They can cause reproductive damage as well as infertility, and they may affect your fetus. Something to keep in mind, women of childbearing age, that these chemicals are not selective to your body. What I've learned in my background is that drugs and chemicals, same type of thing, do cross the blood-brain barrier and they do cross the placenta. So yes. That was my main focus when I first started making this, is I wanted a toxin-free environment, or as close to a toxic-free environment as I could get. So they can affect the fetus as well, but they can also cause neurological damage and developmental defects. In men, they can reduce sperm count and cause prostate changes. And phthalates are very absorbable through the skin. And like I said, because they're absorbable, they bring other chemicals faster through the skin as well. And those are found in almost all personal care products, but they're also found in cosmetics, in nail products, and in children's toys, which is another scary thought.
And they're in anything that is scented. If they're scented, if it says fragrance or perfume, it's got phthalates in it.
Yes. And you know,
that's not true for essential oils. I'll be very clear about that.
Correct. Right.
But but the artificial fragrances all have phthalates in them.
That's a very interesting. I'm glad you brought that out. Fragrance is on almost any commercial product that has a scent. It's on your deodorant. It's obviously in colognes, perfumes, it's in your moisturizers, anything that has a scent, soap wash. Fragrances are, they're considered trade secrets. So the company does not have to disclose what is making up that fragrance that they have in their product. There can be over 3,000 different chemicals that create fragrances, and most of them are neurotoxins. They are cancer-causing agents as well. They can cause loss of muscle control. They can cause brain damage and headache, memory loss, speech problems, hearing problems. They accumulate, these ketones that they produce, accumulate in breast milk and fatty tissues.
We need to go to break. We'll talk more about this when we come back. My guest today is Trina Felber. She's the CEO of Primal Life Organics, and she takes the ideas behind paleo and applies them to food for the skin. And we're going to hear about her products when we come back. Her website is primallifeorganics.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Trina Felber. She's the CEO of Primal Life Organics, and we're talking about paleo skincare. So, Trina, tell us what exactly, give us a definition, your definition of paleo.
My definition of paleo would be synonymous with real food. I really feel that feeding the body real food sources is going to heal it and give it the nutrients it needs so that it can prevent disease and function the way it's supposed to. So really, basically, I guess if you want to get down to it, my definition is real food.
Okay, good. So then how does that apply then to paleo skincare? When you apply those principles to skincare, what would that definition be?
The same thing. I take real food sources when I'm looking to make a product for something, skin or teeth or, you know, makeup or whatnot. I literally, when I decided that this is what I was going to do, I literally got rid of all of my commercial skincare and products. And I started from the ground up, and I was forcing myself to look for real food alternatives, because if I couldn't make it, I wasn't going to use it. And if I stunk, I better hurry up and make that. That was the only way it was going to get done, is if I researched it and made it work. So I created a pit stick, basically, so I didn't stink and it works. So that's what I did. I looked for real food sources, and I use oils, essential oils. I actually use real foods such as garlic and beetroot and honey and spirulina, things like that. I use clays, which are very cleansing and detoxifying, mm-hmm. as well as the fact that they contain minerals in them. I use it in my dirty mouth tooth powder, because it can actually help remineralize and strengthen your teeth. And I also use it as a hair wash. Clay is amazing for washing your hair. And I also use herbs in my product. So the benefits of all of those synonymous work wonders for your body. And they're amazing.
I am looking on your website, and you said you would not use you would not eat a 2-month-old broccoli. So why use skincare that has been sitting on a shelf for months? And I think that that's exactly right. I mean, one of the things about chemical skincare is that it really is designed for shelf life. And so it's these chemicals, they're completely dead. They don't do biological things like fresh food does. Like a bunch of broccoli would decay and rot over time. But chemicals do not. They just sit there forever. And so since our skin is living, it needs to have those living nutrients instead of putting dead chemicals on it. It just makes sense to me.
That's very true. And the interesting thing, since we're talking about this, is when you look at an ingredient list, and everyone should be aware of the fact that the first ingredient is has the highest percentage. And mm-hmm. as you follow the ingredient list all the way down to the bottom, the very least amount would be at the very bottom of the list. If you take away, for most skincare, commercial skincare, if you take away the water and the alcohol and preservatives, which are normally the first couple ingredients, and then you remove the chemicals and everything else, the fragrance, you are most likely left with about 2 to 20% of the actual product that you are purchasing, like the active ingredients and the right. good things. So you've got about 80 to 98% in there that you could actually and you should live without.
You absolutely should live without. So what's the difference between paleo and organic when you're choosing skincare?
Organic, it used to be a very good term very pure. However, there's a lot of people using the term organic just to use the term. And you can have one or two ingredients in a product that's considered organic. And the rest can be, they can still put chemicals, they can put fillers, they can put preservatives. You might even see fragrance in there. There's another unique thing, too, is that the way things are processed, some ingredients might be considered organic, but what they're not disclosing is they were chemically processed. And the chemicals, they don't have to list because the processing, the way that it's processed doesn't necessarily have to be disclosed. But if they're processed with chemicals, then that organic ingredient is really not organic. It could have some of those chemicals still in it. So organic, what it was meant to mean, unfortunately, is not how people use it. So paleo, in my feeling and the way I embrace paleo, is that it's real food. And it has to have some sort of relationship with dirt. Either it was grown in dirt, it has eaten dirt.
I love the way you describe that.
And if it has never had any relationship with dirt, then I don't even consider using it. But, I guess that's another definition of paleo if you want it. And if it is dirt, then I'll use it. But it's not.
We only just have a couple minutes, less than 2 minutes before we have to go to break, but let me ask you the question. So now we know what all these things are. So now you're starting out with your whole real food ingredients. And so then pick a product that you make and describe to us like how you put this together and what like, let's just take your tooth powder, for example. It's very different than getting toothpaste in a tube. So tell us how you put this together and then how the product is and how someone might experience the product when they actually use it. And I'm going to have to interrupt you in the middle to go to break.
Yeah, that's fine. The tooth powder is very interesting. As it's described, it's a powder. So you wet your toothbrush, you dip it into the tooth powder, and you brush your teeth. And most people describe it as the feeling they just left the dentist office is how clean they feel with their teeth.
Wow.
But the interesting thing is, the commercial toothpaste contains ingredients, and I don't have time to go into them and what the damage that they can cause, not just to your body, but they can actually cause leaching of minerals from your teeth. So they're actually, and the minerals are what strengthens your teeth. what Dirty Mouth has in it is three different kinds of clays that contain the minerals that your teeth need to stay strong. And your teeth actually are porous and absorbed. So they are a living, breathing organ, which no one thinks of them that way.
Yeah. Oh, I love this.
But they can actually heal. I actually made it for my daughter, who was about 8 to 10 months when we found a defect in one of her molars. That I know you got to go to break so we can finish.
Well, let's stop right there and we'll go to break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Trina Felper, and she's the CEO of Primal Life Organics. We're talking about teeth and tooth powder, and we'll finish that when we come back. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Trina Felper. She's the CEO of Primal Life Organics, which is at primallifeorganics.com. I just loved it, but before the break, you were talking about teeth being a living, breathing organ, and they can heal. And I think that I think I never thought of it that way. Of course they would be, but you know, you kind of think of, you know, they're kind of grown and dead.
Yeah, you think of them as what you have is what they are, and there's no way to change that. But, you know, that's the reason that they decay. That's the reason you get cavities. I mean, that's the proof right there. You just don't think about it.
They decay. They biodegrade.
Biodegrade. They're alive. So then you need
to give them the nutrients so that you can restore them, just like you would restore anything else.
Right. And, you know, changing to a diet where you're eating real food will definitely help, because you're not putting, you know, anything you put in your mouth, the first thing that gets exposed to the chemicals or the pesticides, like you were talking about, or the sugar, are your teeth and your gums. So it's no wonder that, you know, they say that heart disease and any inflammatory process, which is, you know, diabetes and arthritis, starts in your mouth. Your health really does begin in your mouth, because if you have inflamed gum tissue and decaying teeth, that's a sign that your insides are just as weak. So preventing that is a huge key in preventing all sorts of problems. So that was my focus when I decided to research, what in the world can I make that's going to...
Trina, I just have to interrupt you and say, I'm just delighted. I'm delighted that you have this viewpoint of how are you going to heal, and how are you going to make your teeth as good and healthy as possible, because I'm sure that that is not the viewpoint of most people who are making tooth products.
No, it's not.
I mean, they're just trying to get your teeth clean and put fluoride on them, and you know, but this is a whole different concept. It's like it goes along with the whole real food thing of really restoring health. You're restoring health to the teeth, you're restoring health to the skin, all those things. And I can see that you're really looking at what makes these different body parts healthy.
Yeah, it goes back to my nursing, you know, I want to help, I want to heal. And it goes back to the knowledge base of knowing the body, knowing how, you know, your body and your organs function, and then looking at alternatives that we have in the environment, in our food sources, and saying, you know, gosh, if this contains antioxidants and it contains vitamins and nutrients, you know, it's got to be better than something that's leaching all that and mutating your cells and causing
yes.
inflammation. I mean, you know, really, inflammation is so destructive that you've got to prevent it. And my whole idea behind this is you've got to prevent it. If you can prevent that, and when I started this company, you know, kind of going back to the beginning, I didn't realize it, but you know, I was tired all the time, and I just didn't have the energy. My teeth were getting bad. My breath was bad. All of these signs and symptoms that my body was not doing well. And now, you know, 7 years later, after I've been, you know, basically paleo skincare for the past 6 to 7 years, I can say that I have energy. My skin is vibrant. I don't look 46, you know, and I don't feel 46. But I definitely can tell you that I, looking back, I feel so much better. And it's not just the diet for your food that you take in. It's the diet for your skin that really makes a difference.
Well. So there's a couple things that I want to mention because we're coming to the end. We only have about 6 minutes left. So I want to make sure we get these two things in. One is that you're offering my listeners 20% off their entire purchase through September 30th.
Yes.
So if you go to her website, you can until September 30th get 20% off of your whole purchase. You can buy as much as you want. PrimalLifeOrganics.com, 20% off until September 30th. And the other thing I want to mention that I want you to talk about a little bit is you have a blog called Cave Girl Skincare. And
yeah.
What I saw was on there was recipes for food. This isn't about products. This is about food that you can eat to help your skin. So tell us some about that.
Real quick, before we go do that, let me tell the coupon code for that 20% off is toxic free.
Oh, great. Yeah, I forgot to say that.
Yeah. Two words, toxic free. You'll need that for checkout and you'll get 20%
off. Well, when you get to the checkout, yeah, you just need to, when they ask you for the code, put in toxic free. It's two words, 20% off through September 30th, PrimalLifeOrganics.com.
Yes, definitely. I don't believe just in feeding your skin. Obviously, nutrition is nutrition. And, you know, you need good gut flora. You need good gut health because a lot of causes of acne and eczema and psoriasis and some of the conditions that you see outward are really being expressed inward that you don't see. And you don't see the outward signs of these problems until the insides are really not functioning well. Like I said before, it's an inflammatory process, most of these. But if you feed your body fruits and vegetables, basically I tell people shop the perimeter of the grocery store. Anything down the aisles, down the centers is going to have preservatives in it or most likely will have preservatives or be more processed. So, you know, whole foods is your real source for, and you can be very creative. I write for CaveGirlSkincare.com. I also have some guest bloggers. I'm not the best recipe and cook. You know, I do very well, but I don't have time to be a mastermind of everything. So I do have a lot of girls that help write, you know, recipes and have really good ideas about what different kinds of things you can eat and ways to put them together and snacks. And it's really actually pretty easy to eat real food.
It is.
Once you get used to it.
It really is.
I mean, I
am somebody who really likes to eat food. I mean, I love eating. I love eating good food. And I used to do things like, you know, buy a bag of cookies and sit there and eat the bag of cookies for dinner, which is not what I do anymore. It's been many, many years since I done that. But I used to really be a person who would eat junk food and not even pay attention to what was in it or anything. But, you know, now what I do is that I don't buy any of that. I buy fresh, whole foods, and I say, okay, what am I going to do with them? And that's it. That's my thought process is, how can I make these into really delicious dishes? And just over time, you just become familiar with the ingredients and what they can do and what they taste like and how to put them together. And so I just open my refrigerator and I know I can eat everything that's in it. And I know everything that I eat is going to be nutritious and give me help my body have health, and it's organic, and I just open the refrigerator and open the cupboards and say, how am I going to put this together today in a way that makes me extremely happy?
Right. And you know, there's so many resources, you know, five or six years ago,
many.
Eating gluten-free or paleo or real food, wasn't a lot of options and the food didn't taste that good, but now there's so many good resources out there, and the gluten-free things are more palatable and, you know, to the point where my kids, that's all they've known. So they don't know the other, you know, eating other types of stuff, but they eat it. They enjoy it. And I enjoy it. So it's not as hard as it used to be.
No, it really isn't. And it really is worth it to learn how to eat in this way. And, I just want to say that paleo as a diet can mean a lot of different things. I've been to a lot of paleo websites. I've been on a quote unquote paleo diet. And what I've learned is that I eat real foods. But the way I eat them now in a way that works for me, it looks a little different than what is on a lot of paleo websites, because I just can't eat that much meat myself. And I also know that a lot of what is healing is the fruits and vegetables. I just had a guest on yesterday where we were talking about this. She eats two-thirds. She recommends two-thirds of your diet be fruits and vegetables, that much, because they're so healing to the body. Yeah. And, of course, you need to have protein sources too. But the fruits and vegetables just really, that's what heals us. That's what heals us.
It's your building. It has all the vitamins and nutrients that are going to support health.
Yeah. So when you go to these paleo sites, keep in mind that what they're talking about is a basic collection of real foods. But a lot of times I see a lot of emphasis on, let's put maple syrup on everything, or eat a pound of bacon for breakfast, or things like that. And that's not what I do. I do is that I eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. I eat some protein. I eat them as organic and as close to their natural state as possible. And that was what I think that people in paleo times did. Anyway, we've only got about a minute left. So, is there anything you'd like to say that we haven't talked about?
I would like to mention I'm writing a book for anybody that's interested. It's not out yet, but it will be out soon. All about your skincare and how it can affect your life. And, you know, start small, make changes today. And even if it's just your toothpaste or it's your deodorant and you switch to a pit stick, it will make a huge impact, and it will start to change your mindset and your focus. And if you think of what you're putting on your skin as food, that I call all my products skin food, because once you have thought of them as food, it changes the way you read the labels and the way you think.
Yeah. Wonderful, Tina. Trina, thank you so much. And please let me know when your book is available so we can have you on again. And again, her website is primallifeorganics.com. And you can go there, put in toxic free at checkout for 20% off your entire purchase through September 30th. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well. Thanks.